My name's Rob, I'm an addict. I tell you, I'm sitting here at the moment and I feel like I used to feel when I was up in front of a magistrate and they were about to send me down and I wanted to use. I'm really that nervous, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, I'm an addict, you know what I mean? I came here on the 16th of December 2004. Well, I went into detox and, you know what I mean, after 32 years of active addiction and 30 years of that, I injected drugs, do you know what I mean? And through that, I had a lot of consequences, do you know what I mean? I had, I'd had two heart attacks, I'd had septicemia twice, I had pleurisy, I had hypothermia, I had deep vein thrombosis in both legs, I nearly lost my thumb, I did lose two fingers and half of one of my arse cheeks, do you know what I mean? And I thought I lived really well, do you know what I mean? I thought that was normal, you know, and I've had a couple of family members die of this illness and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, as I say, I used for 32 years, you know, and I went into detox, you know, I had quite a dramatic entry into detox, you know, I won't actually share what happened, but it was quite, I do believe it was my higher power. You know, I got to a point where I was eating out of bins, picking dog ends up off the streets, you know what I mean? I was about 7 stone in weight. You know, I'd made a decision. I couldn't stop using, so I made a decision to kill myself by not eating. So, you know, that was my sort of solution to my problem at that time. And I'd been praying to God, you know, please just let me die. And it wasn't happening, you know what I mean? I'd wake up every morning, the obsession would be on me, I'd have to go out and earn money, and the whole cycle went on, you know. And on the last day of my using, I prayed to God, you know, to something, I don't know what it was, I just sort of screamed out, please help me, I can't do this anymore. In 24 hours, well, I remembered Crisis Intervention Centre here in London. And, you know, I was living in a house where I was on my own. The wife had left, the kids had gone, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like, my son's a user. He's still in active addiction. My daughter's a user, she's still in active addiction. And everybody had, you know, pulled away from me. I was in total isolation. And I phoned Crisis Intervention Centre here in London, and I got in within 24 hours. You know, and 24 hours later, I was sitting in an NA meeting, do you know what I mean? And it was the first time I'd ever seriously wanted to get clean. And, you know, phoning that intervention centre, I thought I wasn't bad enough to go there, you know what I mean? Although I was 7 stone in weight, when I got there, they told me I had 2 weeks left to live, you know, and I wasn't bad enough, you know? So anyway, I got clean, I went to treatment, I came out of treatment, you know, I got involved in the fellowship when I came out of treatment. You know, we talk about experience, strength and hope, and NA, I've sort of got two experiences in recovery. You know, I've got one of where I was hanging about meetings, doing loads of service, and not working a program, do you know what I mean? Like, I used to hear all this stuff about step four, you know, people being in pain, and all that sort of stuff, you know, but I came out of treatment, and it was suggested to me to get a sponsor. So I got a sponsor, then I thought, you know what, I better get another sponsor, just in case he's not any good. So I got another sponsor, then I thought, you know what, I better get one in AA as well, just in case, you know. So I had 3 sponsors, and I didn't tell either of them about each other, you know, so I cheated on them all, you know, and that was part of my lifestyle. I cheated on everybody, you know, and I brought that into recovery with me. But eventually, you know, one of my sponsors kept saying to me, look, what are the steps? You know, they're gentle and loving, don't listen to other people's experience of it, get your own experience, you know, what are the steps? And I started to work the steps with this guy, and I got to step 3, and I moved back to London, and I got another sponsor. And I'm quite privileged to have got the sponsor I've got. Like, he was the person that came and got me from hospital and took me into detox and all that, and he really shared something with me when he took me into detox, that he was in recovery. He was the only person that I'd ever known to be clean. And I don't know, it just gave me a lot of hope, you know, that I could do this, you know what I mean? So I started working through the steps with him, you know, and as I said before, you know, I had three sponsors, and I used to do sort of step one, two, and three with each one of them. And I sort of call it doing the hokey cokey with the steps, you know, doing one, two, three, turning around, starting all over again, do you know what I mean? But, you know, my behaviour and all that at that time was quite, I don't know how I didn't use at that time. You know, I was sort of, I was seeing somebody who was an active user, you know what I mean, and I thought it was okay, you know what I mean, and all my friends used to say to me, man, you're crazy, you're running about with a loaded gun. And I used to go, that's all right, the war's over, you know, and all that sort of stuff, I'm all right. And but, you know, looking back on it, I was getting into position to use, you know what I mean, I was keeping that back door open. I wasn't listening to the readings, you know, it says in Just For Today, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life, so long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear. You know, and I wasn't following that, you know what I mean? I was just running on self-will, yeah. But anyway, you know, I got a sponsor. You know, I'd done loads of service through that time as well. And like, I had sort of like 10 commitments, you know what I mean? And I'd done loads of meetings. And it wasn't about doing service for other people. It was about, you know, look at me, look at how well I'm doing. Ain't I fantastic, you know what I mean? All that sort of stuff. Ego, do you know what I mean? But as I say, you know, I came back to London, I got a sponsor, and I started working with this guy, and I started going through the steps, you know. You know, my step one was really quite simple, you know. I was powerless, you know, and for me, it was just about admitting that, and, you know, I was fucked, you know what I mean. And my step two was really simple as well, you know. That was a power greater than me, was like people in the rooms. Being restored to sanity, you know, was coming here. Being sent to use lot, people who can I can identify with and all that sort of stuff. My step three was just making a decision, you know, to turn my will and my life over to the care of a God as I understood it, you know what I mean? Which for me is God now, you know what I mean? I do pray every morning, I pray every night, you know, I do a step 10 every night, well, most nights. You know, step three for me as well was really important for me because, you know, my son's still in active addiction, my daughter's still in active addiction. And what I do there is I just put their hands in God's hands every day and I let go, you know what I mean? And that really helps me, you know. Like, I've actually had my daughter at a meeting, you know what I mean? But, you know, it never dropped, you know, the penny's not dropped. She went back out there and she's still using, you know what I mean? But I'm powerless over that, you know, there's nothing I can do about that, you know. It's attraction, not promotion. You know, I'm doing the right stuff, so hopefully one day she'll get here, do you know what I mean? You know, and like, I'd done my step four, you know, and I made lists, you know, on my sexual inventory, my fears, my resentments, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was doing resentments, and I sort of thought, I've not got that many resentments, you know what I mean? But as soon as I started doing them, do you know what I mean? They soon came flooding out, do you know what I mean? And I'd done my fears and, you know, stuff like that, and then I shared it with my sponsor. And you know, like, doing my step five, that's when I really found that my recovery had changed. You know, I really felt different. I started to feel part of NA then. Do you know what I mean? Whereas before that, I really didn't feel part of NA. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, then I done step six, step seven. And, you know, my defects, you know, I got from my step four. You know what I mean? And it was weird. Like, I'd just done my step seven, and I had a commitment at a meeting. And you know, one of my defects is dishonesty. You know, I'm quite dishonest. And I lie sometimes, you know. But this is just a, you know, a small example of one of my defects. You know, I had a date with somebody and she couldn't make it for the night time. And I had a commitment during the day, you know what I mean? And I thought, okay, I'll go. The pictures were in the afternoon, but I had this commitment. And one of the other committee members phoned me while I was going to meet this woman and said to me, you know, are you coming to the meeting? I went, oh no, I've got to go to the council, do you know what I mean? I just lied, it just came automatic, and I had no need to lie, do you know what I mean? It was really a small thing, you know what I mean, but it was something I had to look at, you know what I mean, why I was lying and when I didn't have to. But you know, I'd done my step eight list, and you know, step eight was quite hard for me. I made a list. And I sort of, I didn't know who to put on it. You know, I was sort of still thinking, you know, that person's done this to me, so they don't need to go on it, and that person don't deserve to be on it, and I only stole money from that person, so they don't need to be on it. But my sponsor suggested that I go to some step meetings, and it was somebody in the room tonight actually that was sharing on step eight, and I went to a step eight meeting, and he was talking about financial amends, you know what I mean? And I thought, financial amends, are you crazy? I'm Scottish, I ain't paying anybody any money, do you know what I mean? But I started putting stuff like that on my step eight as well, you know, and I went through it with my sponsor and that, and I got my step eight list, and I'm sort of in the process of doing some step nine stuff at the moment. And I was speaking to my sponsor about 3-4 weeks ago about my step nine. You know, I want to make amends to my mum before she dies. You know, she's like 87 years of age. I haven't seen her in 14 years. I've got two brothers that I've got to make amends to. Like, one of my brothers, I used with his son, and his son overdosed and died, you know what I mean, in my care. So that's one of the big amends that I've got to make to, you know, my brother, on my part in it, you know, all that. But I'm willing to do that, you know, and I've been phoning them up recently. You know, I hadn't spoken to any of them in 14 years. I've been phoning them up and sort of try to build up some sort of relationship with them. And I was talking to my sponsor about it, as I said, a few weeks ago, and they'll let me in the house, but they won't let me stay with them, which, you know, I can't blame them for. You know, I've stolen off them, all that, you know what I mean? Thanks, David. But he said to me, don't you know anybody in the fellowship in Glasgow that will put you up? And I sort of said, no. So a couple of days later, I'm sitting in a meeting, and there's a guy from the fellowship in Glasgow sharing in the meeting, do you know what I mean? And I got his phone number, and he told me I could come up and see him. And then a couple of days after that, I went to work, and I'm in work, and my manager's come up and says, oh, do you want to go to a conference in Glasgow? You know, we'll pay your fare, and we'll put you in a hotel, do you know what I mean? And I really believe this stuff happens all at the right time in recovery, you know, and that's been my experience in recovery. You know, when I've had to do things and I've not had a means to do it, something just seems to appear, you know, and I believe my higher power has orchestrated it that way, you know, so that I'm strong enough to get, you know, to do this stuff. But, you know, I've had sort of really tough, I'll finish on this, I've had really tough times in recovery as well, you know. I'm not saying my recovery's been really easy and all that, you know. I done interferon treatment not long ago. I'm only about 2 months off it. But I was supposed to do a year on interferon, and I got clear within the first 4 weeks and only had to do six months of it, you know what I mean? But I had, all through that as well, I got cellulitis, I got a big ulcer in my leg that became infected, I got a tooth out, I got an infection in my jawbone, I was homeless through it. And I had a guy next door to me with mental health issues banging on the wall, banging on the floor, banging on the radiator, click, click, clicking his pill bottle all night. Do you know what I mean? And I would have used on that stuff. There's no doubt about it. Without a program, I would have used on that stuff. You know what I mean? And I didn't. You know what I mean? I just sort of came to meetings, spoke to people in meetings, and got through it. You know what I mean? And I know. And I, you know, all through that time as well, I'd done a lot of praying and a lot of meditating, and I'd never felt abandoned through it. You know, I felt quite desperate through it a lot of the time, but I never felt abandoned. You know, I had a higher power to tap into, which was a really big comfort for me, you know, going through that. And thanks to people in this fellowship, you know what I mean, there's some of them here tonight, you know, that supported me through it. And yeah, it's what I needed, do you know what I mean? And I do that for other people, do you know what I mean, now? Because I know how serious interferon can be for people, you know, and I support newcomers. And I've just started to sponsor people as well, which is really a privilege and an honour, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, I've been given something special by somebody else, and that's the only way I'll keep it, is by giving it to somebody else. So, yeah, I'll leave it there. Thank you.